I'm doing my first open mic today. It's been a journey to get here. I went into this year being like, I want to start performing this year. And I kept picturing that I would like book a show somehow. And then I was like, you know what, girl, like you need to start smaller than that. With my two demos out, I am now going to an open mic where you can perform 1 to 2 original songs. And I'm going to perform either one or both of those demos. And I've been rehearsing. It's really interesting that I've made it to this point because I didn't know how to sing and play guitar at the same time, like 3 years ago. And when I was thinking about my music journey, because at that point I had already written a lot of songs and I've always been a singer since I was very young. I was like, what do I do? Because like, you know, I'll cross paths with people and they'll be like, oh, you should like start performing. And I was like, what do I want from that? Like, what do I want from that? I thought about it and I was like, I really want to be able to sing and play guitar at the same time. Like, that's the kind of musician I know that I want to be. And it was very daunting because at that time I was really into playing bass and kind of into playing simple lead guitar parts. And I just was not into playing chords on the guitar. And then I was like, girl, you gotta learn how to not only play chords on the guitar comfortably, but also sing while you do that. And I was like, okay, well, we better figure this out. So I'd say like 3 years ago, I had just started. I think after a year of like slowly getting, like learning more chords, like over time, I'd say 2 years ago, I was singing and playing guitar every day and I wasn't that good at it. And I would record myself, I would like sing a lot of like stroke songs in my room by myself and I'd be like, girl, like this isn't great so far, but we've improved. And then I'd say a year went by, I was singing my own original songs in my room and I was like, I got this, like I made it here, like through that journey. And then I was just like, I can do this, but I don't think I have enough muscle memory to do it on a stage. So then I've spent the past year spending like at least 3 to 4 hours a week rehearsing my original songs in my room. And now we're here and I don't know how it's gonna go. Some days when I rehearse, I'm like, yeah, I got this. And some days when I rehearse, I'm like, that was not my best. And what if I'm not my best plus the nerves and it's not good at all? And then I'm like, but this is the worst. I'm allowed to be my worst right now. Like there's something so freeing about that. Like I'm allowed to be at my worst right now. This is my first time performing. So that is my journey. And I'm like excited, like talking about it right now. I'm excited for it to be over. I'm excited to be able to like reflect and figure out what I need to do next and just like the process of moving forward. And I was like on a run this morning and I kept thinking to myself, like, you know, like we could just not do this. Like, and then I would be like, girl, you have to do this. It really doesn't matter like how it goes. Like you just have to do it. And yeah, so I thought I would share my journey thus far with singing and playing guitar. And also today, it's like in my soul, I'm like, we must progress on this journey even farther. I spent like 30 minutes watching YouTube videos about like more complex guitar chords. Cause I'm just like, you know, like if I'm gonna move forward, like let's keep moving forward. Like there's tons of songs I've written and have yet to written that I haven't written the chords to yet, / songs that I might wanna like rewrite the chords. So now I'm also on a journey of being like, okay, like I know all of the basic and all of the bar chords and like, let's get into these like complex chords. So it's exciting, it's all exciting. And I feel like me 3 years ago knew that this would come. And it took me like a while balancing like everything else in my life to like get to this point and defeating my own like self-doubts and like holding myself back. And I've made it here. And no matter how it goes, and I'll take this vlog with me, I'm just happy that like I made it here and I know I'm not gonna like turn back or anything, so.
I just practiced 3 times.
I feel like it wouldn't make sense to practice more, so I stopped. And I'm about to bike to the open mic venue place and put my name on the list. So,
writing this. Because then sometimes people aren't here.
MG, I just signed up. I'm number 22. And I made a new friend. Like, we were talking for like 10 minutes and we like exchanged numbers and we're like, we should book shows together sometime. And it's just exciting to be like doing what I've been wanting to do. I just practiced a little and this is the outfit. This is a very like classic me outfit right now. It's an outfit repeat. It will be repeated again in the future. So I just feel like we really gotta present ourselves to the very few people who will be there. We probably don't care as who we really are. Oh my God, I did it. Oh my God. I have something to say. I was so nervous. I was shaking. I messed up the chords, in my perspective, so many times. I was like, I'm not looking like the bar chord queen, the guitar person that I think I am, that I know I am. I'm like, I do not mess up like this when I'm playing this at home. Even when I like played it for my best friend on FaceTime before I went today, I did so much better. I was just so nervous. But you know, people were like, wow, you were so good, and like your voice is so angelic, and like people gave me such great compliments, which like really helps. But now I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to go play like 1,000 more open mics so that I can like get rid of these nerves, because like if people liked what I could do when I was shaking and messing up, like I want to be good at that. Like I want to be good at this. Also, I had like 2 drinks, so I'm a little like buzzed right now. Oh, but I just wanted to update the vlog, and like I'm really excited. I can't wait to do more so that I can get better and get rid of these nerves. And then, yeah, I'm just excited to grow. So thank you if you watched this whole vlog of my first open mic experience. And I'm so excited for more. And I also made a lot of friends. I made so many friends. So that's really good. I love making new friends. So, yay, open mic era.